Title: Lev 12 Arrangement Markers for Old School DNB Vibes Advanced. Alright, let's build an old school DNB arrangement in Ableton Lev 12 using arrangement markers as an actual composition tool, not just little signposts you ignore because jungle and old school drum and bass lives and dies on phrasing, clear sections, DJ friendly math, and those fast, intentional micro edits that feel chaotic but land perfectly. Markers help you design that on purpose. By the end, you'll have a DJ-ready structure with a marker map that reads like a blueprint. Intro, tease, pre-drop, drop 1, break, mid-switch, drop 2, outro. And more importantly, each marker will tell you what changes, how it changes, and why it changes. First, quick session prep so your markers actually mean something. Set your tempo to the classic zone, 170 to 174 BPM. I like 172 for that late 90s feel. Time signature stays 4/4. Now the grid. In arrangement view, set a fixed grid to 1 bar. This is your structure mode. You can always switch to 1/16 or 1/32 later when you're doing break edits, but right now we're thinking like an arranger, not like a surgeon. Optional but vibey. A little groove. Something like MPC 16 swing in the high 50s to low 60s. Apply it lightly to breaks or hats. Do not swing the sub. That's a classic way to make things feel loose but still hit hard. Here's the mindset for the whole lesson. Markers are your roadmap. Don't obsess over sound design until you've decided where the track is going. Now we build the marker skeleton. This is the old school blueprint. Go to bar 1, right click on the timeline, insert a marker and name it 01 Intro DJ Mix. Then place markers at these bars. Use them as a starting template. Bar 17, 02 Groove Tease. Bar 33, 03 PRE Drop Tension. Bar 49. 04 drop 1. Bar 113. 05 break reset. Bar 129. 06 mid switch new hook. Bar 145. 07 drop 2 heavier. Bar 209. 08 outro DJ mix. What this gives you is super DJ friendly phrasing. A 32 bar intro, a 64 bar first drop, a 16 bar break, a 64 bar second drop, and a 32 bar outro. Predictable in the best way. This is like an actually play this in a set layout. Now color code your markers. This sounds minor, but it's an advanced workflow thing. You want readability at a glance when you're zoomed out. Make intro and outro cool colors like blue or green. Drops hot colors like orange or red. Break purple, that way your brain instantly knows where the danger zones are. Next step, marker rules. This is where most people level up immediately. A marker isn't just drop. A marker is a commitment. You should be able to say, in one sentence, what the listener notices at that moment. Energy jump? Density shift? Tonal change? Bass? If you can't describe it, the section probably isn't distinct enough yet. So let's set a simple contract for each section. Intro. No full sub. No full amen. Minimal hook. Keep it mixable. Groove tease. Add break ghost hits and a bass hint. Low pass. Pre-drop. Tension automation plus one signature fill. Drop one. Establish the main bass and drum conversation. Don't spam extra ear candy. Break. Remove sub and kick. Feature Atmos, Fox, Stabs. Make space. Mid-switch. Swap one identity element only. Either bass patch or break edit style. Not both. Drop 2. One upgrade layer. Ride, extra percussion. Reese layer or stab response. Outro. Strip bass first. Then simplify breaks. Leave hats and effects for blending. Teacher tip. Put reminders directly in the marker names, like D1A bass and D2B bass plus rides. When you come back to the project in 2 weeks, you won't guess. You'll know. Now let's talk drums, because old school DNB is drum storytelling. You'll typically have a break track, maybe an amen or funky drummer, plus reinforcement kick and snare one shots, hats and perks and effects. On your break track, keep it controlled but crunchy. A solid stock-friendly chain looks like drum bus for density, EQA to clean lows and tame harshness, saturator with soft clip for that glued, sampled feel, then glue compressor just kissing it, like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. On the one-shot kick and snare group, carve space with EQ. You want the kick fundamental living around 50 to 90 Hz depending on the tuning, and the snare having body around 180 to 220 with crack in the 2 to 5K zone. If you're stacking hard, a gentle limiter on the group prevents random peaks. Now here's where markers start driving actual arrangement moves. From intro to groove tease, introduce your break filtered. Automate an EQ8 high pass. Start up around 300 Hz in the intro, and slowly pull it down to maybe 80 HC over those 16 bars. That creates the illusion of the room opening without ruining the DJ mixin with sub-energy. In pre-drop, one bar before the drop, do a classic break edit. Duplicate that last bar and chop into 1/16 repeats for a stutter. Then put a reverb send splash on the last snare hit. That's a very old school move. Tight rhythm chaos, followed by a tail that sets up the impact. In drop 2, your easiest energy lift is rides. Add rides every other bar, or bring in an open hat pattern. It's not just louder, it's brighter and busier, which reads as bigger even if your fader barely moves. Now bass. Old school bass arrangement is not just about choosing a reese. It's about reveals. Do a tube bass strategy. Bass A for drop 1, bass B for drop 2. Ideally, keep the same sub-relationship across both. The change is usually in the mid-character or rhythm. A simple mid-bass chain, wavy-double or operator into saturator, then auto-filter for phrase movement, EQ8 to high-pass the mid-layer so it doesn't fight the sub, multiband dynamics gently just to stabilize, and then keep low-end mono. The key is the sub stays clean and centered. Marker-based bass moves. In groove tees, keep a low pass around 200 to 400 HC and slowly open it. That's your hint. In pre-drop, do a quick filter sweep and maybe a tiny pitch dive on a bass hit for drama, like an eighth note moment. In the break, remove the sub completely. Mute it or automate utility gain down. This is non-negotiable if you want real tension and DJ usability. At the mid-switch marker, do a clean, intentional change. Pro workflow. Put bass A and bass B into an instrument rack and automate the chain selector right on the mid-switch. That's a version change with no track clutter and no confusion. Now let's add the old-school punctuation. Rave language. That's your stabs, your vocal chops, your air horn or impact, your reverse crash, maybe a dub siren but subtle. Think of these as punctuation marks, not paragraphs. A good stab bus chain. Simpler in one-shot mode, a touch of redux for grit. A short plate reverb around 1 second, subtle autopan for movement, and EQ8 to keep the low end out. Placement rule. Put signature fills on phrase boundaries. N is of 32s, N is of 16s, like a one bar fill at the end of a phrase with a stab and a reverb tail. In the break, spotlight a vocal chop every 4 bars. Do not spam it. One strong vocal at the right moment beats 10 weak ones. Now the advanced part. Automation scenes. Treat each marker like a mini scene in arrangement view. You're basically saying, at this marker, I do these 1 to 3 big moves and that's it. Automation lanes to consider. Drum group utility gain for quick half bar dropouts. Break EQ high pass for tension sweeps. Reverb send on the snare for spot effects. A very subtle master or pre-master filter for transitions. The role is crucial. 1 to 3 big moves per section change. If you have 10 parameters flying around, it stops feeling like jungle precision and starts feeling like accidental chaos. Now let's make it DJ friendly, because this is part of the vibe, not an afterthought. Your intro should give at least 32 bars of cleanish drums and atmos with no full sub. Your outro should be at least 32 bars where you remove bass early, simplify the break, and leave predictable hats and effects so another track can blend without fighting your tonal hook. Do a quick phrasing check. Are the drops hitting on 16 or 32 bar boundaries? Can a DJ mix into your intro without sub clash? Does your break actually have space, meaning sub removed and the groove relaxed? If not, fix the arrangement first. Now extra coach upgrades to get that pro feel. Add microlocators inside big sections. Keep the main 8 markers, but inside drop 1 and drop 2, add locators every 8 bars. Name them like D1 plus 8, D1 plus 16, D1 plus 24, and same for D2. These are checkpoints for tiny moves. One fill, one mute, one stab, one reversal. Nothing more. This keeps the hypnotic roll alive without turning static. Also, use an actionable naming system. Prefix codes like I, T, PD, D1, BR, MS, D2, O. Then suffix reminders like SUB, OFF, ride in, base B, effects only. When you zoom out, your arrangement becomes readable like a map. Use DJ math to sanity check transitions. Put a locator at the start of every 32-bar phrase and audition quickly. If your big moments land between phrases, they feel awkward in mixes, especially intros and outros. Avoid surprise sub-entrances where a DJ would be blending. And here's a really pro workflow move. Bounce decision points. After markers and rough elements, bounce an 8 to 16-bar loop of intro, drop 1, break, and drop 2. Listen outside the project. If drop 2 isn't clearly more than drop 1, fix arrangement density first. More ride, more layer, less space, more call and response. Don't reach for a louder limiter. Advanced variation ideas, quick but powerful. Call and response across 32 bars, first 16 bars of the drop. Bass does a simple call motif. Next 16 bars, answer with a different rhythm, not a different sound. That keeps identity but adds evolution. Switch the lead role without adding new sounds. In drop 1, let break edits be the ear candy and keep bass steady. In drop 2, keep drums more consistent and let bass modulation steal focus. Progression with the same palette. Negative space edits. Once every 8 bars, remove a key element for half a bar. The return hits harder. It's the cheapest impact trick and it works every time. Fake double drop tension. In pre-drop, tease the hook for 1 bar, then cut to silence or FX for half a bar, then the real drop. That wait now moment is pure rave psychology. Sound design extras, if you want that sampled age. Make a return track called AGE. Put redux, gentle saturator, and EQ to roll some top. Maybe a tiny bump around 200 if you need body. Send breaks and maybe the snare layer more during intros and breaks. Less during drops for clarity. That makes your track feel like it came from vinyl history but still hits clean. And a final bass tip. Sidechain the mid bass, not the sub. Keep sub steady and clean. Duck the mid layer to the snare and kick so the groove talks without that wobbly low end pumping. Now the mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 to 25 minutes. Create the 8 marker template exactly. Intro, groove tease, pre-drop, drop 1, break, mid-switch, drop 2, outro. Take one break and arrange it across the whole track. Filtered in the intro, full in drop 1 with one shots. Stripped in the break with just ghost energy, then add rides or an extra break layer in drop 2. Add one bass patch. Automate the filter so it hints in the tees and goes full in the drops. At the mid-switch, change only one thing. Even new bass rhythm or new break edit pattern. Then export a quick bounce and listen like a DJ. Count 32 bars from the start. Does it feel mixable? Is the sub entering when it should? Does the break create space? Does drop 2 feel like an armor upgrade? Recap to lock it in. Arrangement markers are your DNB roadmap. Structure, intent, and DJ phrasing. Old school vibes come from clear 16 and 32 bar architecture, controlled reveals, and breakbeat punctuation. Use markers to plan what changes, then automate a few big moves per section, and build drop 2 as an upgrade, not a reset. Heavier, darker, tighter, but still the same track. This audio version is shortened for playback.